Care farms are a place for people to process their emotions by working on a farm. That includes an anxiety, depression, and grief. The concept has gained traction in Europe, but not so much in the U.S. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a new national network that hopes to expand care farms in the U.S.
Zeev was 10 years old when he watched his youngest brother, Giddy, die in a boating accident. He recalls how the trauma affected him later during a class trip.
And we had the opportunity to go kayaking in the ocean, and that was something that I like really did not want to do because it was just too close, I think, to what happened.
Zeev is 17 now. He's traveled every year since the accident from Los Angeles to a care farm near Sedona, Arizona. He plays with animals, drives a tractor, and does other farm tasks. The care farm also has counselors on site. Zeev says the farm allows him to process his grief and trauma and even get back in a kayak.
I think it was something about just being there and being in that like space, safe space that allowed me to do that, and I felt comfortable and happy doing that.
At its core, care farming allows people to connect with nature. There are plenty of studies that suggest nature-based activities like gardening and farming, especially with other people, can provide emotional benefits, like a better mood and less anxiety. And while more research is needed to show the mental health benefits of care farms specifically, some studies do show these programs might help kids and adults with mental wellness. But the concept is more popular abroad than in the U.S. Take the Netherlands, for example.
We have regional members that support farmers. We have a national academy. We have, you know, a knowledge bank online.
That's Maarten Fischer. He is the director of the National Federation of Care Farms in the Netherlands. The country has more than 1,300 farms, while the U.S. only has about 200. He says a national network helped care farmers expand across his country. That's because a network lets care farms share information and learn from one another.
They had handbooks, and they had a quality certification program, and they had communication, and they had courses, and that was a tremendous help. That's not available, for instance, in the U.S. In the U.S., most people still have to figure that all for themselves out.
The U.S. has a shortage of mental health providers, especially in rural areas. In fact, 60% of residents there have a hard time accessing mental health care. But one study suggests using already existing farmlands as a tool to support emotional wellness could be valuable. That's part of what Andrea Barnhart hopes to do. She started one of the first national networks in the U.S. It's called the Care Farming Network.
A lot of farms in the United States do not know of the care farming terminology.
Barnhart says some people don't know their businesses qualify as a care farm until she reaches out to them.
And so while they're doing that work, they don't consider themselves a care farm. We're kind of like giving them that definition.
The Care Farming Network in the U.S. plans to unveil a mentorship program next year to support new care farms in the Northeast. The organization hopes this will be a step forward to expand the program across the country. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health and based at WFII.